Now, more than 500 recently arrived asylum seekers have not been offered any state-provided accommodation, according to the latest figures released by the Department of Integration just in the last little while. All of those without an offer of accommodation are men. The department ceased offering accommodation to all new arrivals on the 4th of December, amid what it described as a nationwide shortage. Our reporter Laura Fletcher has more on this. So tell us more about these figures. On the previous occasion where the department said it wasn't able to offer accommodation, it took quite a while longer, I think, than this to get to 500, Laura.
That's right, Brian. I mean, this is the second time in 12 months that the Department of Integration and the state have announced that due to a severe shortage of accommodation, they're not able to offer accommodation to all those asylum seekers who are eligible for accommodation when they apply for international protection. And so this happened the last time between the 24th of January and the 15th of June last year. But when it happened the last time, it took almost 3 months for the numbers who presented seeking international protection and then subsequently left without shelter to pass 500. So that the last time that happened, it was, as I say, April, and the they ceased offering it in January. Now, in little over a month since the 4th of December, when the state ceased offering accommodation to all eligible male asylum seekers, there are now 512 without shelter. Now, that's up 55 since Friday, the last time the figures were published, and that's up 136 since last Thursday. So that really is a very sharp increase of people, and we know that there are those among them who are rough sleeping, and concerns have been raised about the cold weather and the impact on them, and this is also happening against a backdrop of increased protests at accommodation centres that had been earmarked to provide accommodation for male asylum seekers, the people who find themselves in this situation.
Very good. Laura Fletcher, thank you very much for that update.